السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، إذا حديث in Mishkat Sharif in which Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. So this is a hadith which gives weak ones like ourselves a lot of hope. We are currently in the second ashara, in the second 10 days of the month of Ramadan, and as we have learned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these are the days wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness is descending. Of course, certain ulama ikram have mentioned that the month of Ramadan is divided into three parts, and what it means is that those individuals who, mashallah, have not committed many sins and have a close relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are pious, who are pure. So as soon as Ramadan commences, they are already receiving the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there are others who, unfortunately, are weaker, full of sins. So the first 10 days passes over them, until finally when the second 10 comes, then finally, they now, that forgiveness starts taking place. And then there are those who are very, very sinful. Finally, they reach the last 10 days of Ramadan, and that's emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Nevertheless, these 10 days of Ramadan are days of forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness is pouring. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not deprive any one of us or any ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this forgiveness is such an important thing, respected elders and brothers. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرِسِّلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. That Nuh alayhi salam mentioned to his people that seek forgiveness from your Rabb. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. For indeed Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. In another hadith, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that, O my servant, that even if your sins is sufficient to fill the heavens and the earth all put together, I will forgive you and it makes no difference to me. It makes absolutely no difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, that person who feels that, you know, I have committed so many sins that Allah Ta'ala can never forgive me, then ulama ikram have said that this is also a kind of a pride. Because Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ, that the ocean of Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness is very vast. It is like the example of that person who has soiled his body. There's some napaki, najasat, perhaps he has fallen into some filth, some sewer line or some gutter, whatever it may have been. Now he goes to the shores of the ocean and he says, O ocean, you know, I am so polluted and so filthy that if I have to dive in your ocean, I'm going to pollute your waters. So if the ocean could speak, then the ocean would have said, O foolish one, just one wave from my ocean is sufficient to wipe out all your filth. Completely wipe it out. Allah Ta'ala's ocean of forgiveness is even more vast. That is why there is no such thing as ever losing hope in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anyone or anything that makes a person lose hope, then you must know this is from shaitan. There is no losing hope for a mu'min, no matter how far the person may have gone. So he said to his people that seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. He is most forgiving. Your Rabb is most forgiving. What will be the benefit of that forgiveness that you seek? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah Ta'ala will send rain in abundance. Rain will come in abundance. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And Allah Ta'ala will give you, bless you, as far as your wealth is concerned, as far as your children are concerned, as far as your crops are concerned. In other words, you will receive prosperity. You will become prosperous. Today, a person, we are concerned about our lives that, you know, I don't have barakat in my life. And this is going wrong. And that is going wrong. But this is one secret recipe to success. As one person came to Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, he said, make dua, people of our village, there's no rain. He said, make istighfar. Somebody else came and said, I don't have children. He said, make istighfar. Somebody else said, I don't have, my business is doing, not doing well. He said, make istighfar. Lots of people came with lots of the various issues. And for each and every one, he said, seek istighfar. So somebody asked him that, Hazrat, everyone you're making istighfar? And then he quoted the same verse of the Quran Sharif, that Allah Ta'ala says, seek forgiveness. The benefit of that forgiveness is that rain will come in abundance, there will be prosperity, there will be happiness, there will be bliss through by virtue of the istighfar and forgiveness that you seek. In the hadith which we quoted in the introduction, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من لزم الاستغفار لزم بمعنى كثرت. That person who makes istighfar abundantly, he makes istighfar, he seeks forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala abundantly, then جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا. Allah Ta'ala will make a way out from every problem for him. Issues will come into his life, but through the barakat of his abundant istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will create a way out. Find a solution to that problem that will baffle him as well. جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا. And from every worry and grief and sorrow, Allah Ta'ala will make an opening for him. ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. And Allah Ta'ala will sustain him and provide for him from sources which he would never have even thought of. Now the same kind of a promise is given for the muttaqi. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who adopts taqwa, then Allah Ta'ala will make a way out for him for every problem. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will provide for him from sources which he would not have thought of. So the mufassireen and the fuqaha and the muhaddithin have mentioned that here Allah Ta'ala has given the mustaghfireen, those people who seek forgiveness, the same status and the same promises and the same bounties as those who have got muttaqi. And this is because Allah Ta'ala loves this quality of istighfar so dearly. One doctor from Johannesburg, he asked Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that Maulana, give me a very easy way to develop the mahabbat of Allah Ta'ala. There's an easy way to develop the mahabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Today we're always looking for easy solutions to our problems and to try and make streamline things in quicker way and faster way. So Hazrat Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali beautifully gave him this small little prescription. He mentioned to him that you have to go for salah. So what you do is, whenever you're going for salah, make it a habit to try and be in the masjid at the time of adhan. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. One of the reasons why we cannot concentrate and get devotion and concentration in our salah is that we have the tendency to arrive in the masjid at the last minute. So the person is engaged in some activity outside, perhaps he was in his shop. So he, last minute now, he says, all right, Jamaat is at this time. So he just makes it in time to make it for the Jamaat, or perhaps just makes it for the first rakah. So what has happened is that this person was engaged in activities of the world. Now the mind is still working in that activity. And now suddenly he enters Salah. So what happens, the whole first rakah, unfortunately, is still going in that activity that he was engaged in. And some people, the whole salah to that person, Imam Sahib read 4 rakats namaz, or he was performing a 4 rakats salah, but by mistake he read 3 rakats. So one person stood up and said, Imam Sahib, you read 3 rakats today. So nobody else knew. He said, no, definitely you read 3 rakats. So he said, how do you know? Mashallah, a lot of concentration. He said, no, it's not that. So I got 4 shops. The first rakat, I make hisab kitab of the first shop, second shop. Today I reached the third shop and you already made salam. So I knew that you only read 3 rakats. So unfortunately, some are of this nature, the salah is completely, our mind is only working in everything else but the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one of the solutions is that instead of coming last minute into the masjid, we should try and be a little earlier, perform the sunnat salah before. For example, the Fajr Salah, perform the sunnats before. So now when a person will perform that sunnats, already he's cutting off from the activities of the world. So by the time now he commences with his farad salah, now he's much more conditioned. He's in a much better position to be able to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. So nevertheless, we were saying that the person, he said to him that come to the masjid on time, at the time of adhan, perform your sunnat salah. And then now there'll be at least about 5-6 minutes before the jamaat will commence. So just sit down in the first saf or wherever it may be in the masjid and make a little muraqabah, a little contemplation within your mind. Just contemplate over the bounties of Allah Ta'ala upon you. Just contemplate over the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. If a person has to just contemplate on one bounty alone, respected elders and brothers, Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Then even if you have to count one bounty of Allah Ta'ala, you will not encompass it. We'll give you an example, this eye. Take one eye. From the time the person is born, how many things he has seen with that one eye? How much of information he has been able to receive with that one eye? How much of education he was able to accomplish with that one eye? How much of tilawat of Quran Sharif? How many things a person saw? It is unthinkable. You cannot even imagine. The one ni'mat, there's thousands of bounties and millions of bounties attached to one ni'mat. That one grain of rice that we eat. Now if we look at that one grain of rice, how many bounties are attached just to that one grain of rice? First of all, the rice grew somewhere. That person who grew the rice, he had to purchase a farm. When he purchased a farm, he had to hire workers. And he had to have tractors. And he had to have all the machinery. All that is attached to that ni'mat of the rice. Then from there, there was a transportation company or those workers. They had to now harvest it. They needed strength in their bodies. There's ni'mats attached to that. The transportation company now, those trucks, there was tires, there was that. The driver had to go and study for years to get his license and permit to be able to drive. There's thousands of millions of bounties attached to that. Then the ship that sailed from one continent to the next continent, the waters that Allah Ta'ala made it possible for the ship to move. The millions of components in the ship itself, that captain of the ship, how many years he had to study before he could actually drive the ship or steer the ship. And we can just go on and on. One ni'mat of rice, that is why, respected elders and brothers, those people who throw away food, Allah Ta'ala, give us the understanding. We are actually throwing away those millions of bounties that are attached to that one grain of rice. That one grain of rice. There was a family member of ours, Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah, in his younger days. So they mentioned that there was a family gathering. And in the family gathering, the family had eaten the food. So the host, they were folding up the dastarkhan. And so they took that tablecloth or that dastarkhan. And one of the persons that was one of the hosts, inadvertently they had not known, they took the dastarkhan and they started dusting it in the bin. After a little while, everybody was relaxing. They're looking for Hazrat Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah, cannot find him. They found him standing outside. He was in the bin taking out those grains that had fallen inside the bin and putting it outside. We all remember Hazrat Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah, whenever we go for the walk here in front of the masjid, very often if there was a slice of bread or some food on the pathway, and Hazrat would immediately go down and try and pick it up. Obviously somebody else would do it for Hazrat. And he would say, put it on the side. People must not trample that food. Let the birds or some animals at least can eat the food. Appreciation for every little bounty. Very often we eat food and we just leave the grains and it just gets washed down the drain. If we just realize and understand that with every small little bounty, there are millions of bounties attached to it. So that's a separate topic. Hazrat Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said to him, that now just contemplate over the bounties and it will never end. And then he says, just take a fleeting glance over your sins. Do not, because a person, if he has to think about his sins and derive enjoyments from fantasizing or thinking about past sins, then that in itself is another sin. So just a fleeting glance. Allah, with my eyes, how much haram I looked. With my ears, how much of filth I listened to. So now what will happen inside the heart? There will be a kind of regret and remorse and a pain that will come in the heart. That Allah who gave me so many bounties, what did I do with these bounties? Now that regret and that remorse that will be created in the heart, That in itself is tawbah. An-nadmu tawbah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that regret and that remorse over the one's sins is tawbah. That is the essence of tawbah. So then Hazrat Rahmatullah mentioned to him that now when you make tawbah, then إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah Ta'ala loves those who make tawbah. Allah Ta'ala loves them. So now when Allah Ta'ala loves you, now then inshallah you will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. So what an easy way to develop the mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected elders and brothers, there's so much more that can be said. But in this 10 days of Ramadan, let us make it a point to make sincere tawbah. And we had mentioned that the precondition for the acceptance of our tawbah is that first of all, that ayyaqla'ani al-ma'siyah. Allama An-Nawawi rahmatullahi mentions that the person must immediately stop from that particular sin. The person can't still be committing the sin and then asking for forgiveness. He has to give it up there and then. And then ayyandama alayha, that he must have regret and remorse, as we had just discussed now. And finally, ayyazima azman jaziman, Allah ya'uda ila mithliha abadan. That the person must make a firm resolution that he will not go back to that sin again. Then after that, after he made the firm resolution, then if he has to slip, even if he slips a million times, that person who's aashiq of Allah Ta'ala, Khaja Azizul Hasan Majub Rahmatullahi mentions, that person, jo so bar toote, to so bar jode. Ye rishta mahabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo so bar toote, to so bar jode. That person who's the aashiq of Allah Ta'ala, he's the lover of Allah Ta'ala. In this world, the person, if he loves his wife, so now, if the wife becomes upset, the person makes every effort to try and please the wife. Works hard, he makes the effort, now he's got a fikr, I've got to please my wife. And some people, you know, the wife sometimes, they're a little bit, a friend of mine mentioned to me, Murana, you know, wife sometimes the temper is, you know, she gets upset. So the one day, she made some savory. So I just said, give me some salt. So he said, oh, she got so upset. Oh, now again you're finding fault with the food. Again you're finding fault with the food. So I just asked for some salt. So now the person, if the wife becomes upset, now he's got fikr, provided he loves his wife. Those who don't love, for them it means nothing. But if we love someone and that person becomes upset with us, then we make fikr and we make effort and we try to make up and patch up that person who I love, we need to maintain that bond and that relationship of love. That person who's aashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if by his weakness he has broken and violated the command of Allah ta'ala, because of which Allah ta'ala has become displeased with him, he will never have chain. He can never have sukoon. He's now got that fikr and concern that I need to please my beloved Allah again. Khaja Sahib said, even if that rishta breaks 1,000 times or 100 times, jo so bar toote, so then patch it up 100 times. Patch it up 100 times. Nabi Kareem Sahasam said, Kullu bani Adam khatta'un wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawabun. Every son of Adam alayhi salam commits sins and guna. But the best of those who commit sins and guna is that person who makes tawbah. So just as the sickness, so too is the cure and the intensity. So if a person makes sins excessively, so then he should make istighfar excessively. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to implement this beautiful sifat in our lives, continuously seeking forgiveness. It is mentioned that that person, if for example, the person cast a lustful glance, so then at that same spot where he cast that lustful glance and he realized the mistake, immediately he should say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. So that on the day of Qiyamah, that very land that will bear testimony that, Ya Allah, this person cast a lustful glance while standing upon me, that same ground can say, but Ya Allah, he also sought forgiveness on me. So both will wipe out, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.